Good morning, hello. This is Neil and Debbie arriving for our Saturday show, first of 2024.
Oh, yes. We can start off good and then go downhill, can't we? Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Magician featuring Years and Years on Gaydio. That's Sunlight on a Saturday morning. Hello, welcome to the show.
Doors open, we're open for business. First show of 2024, love. How are you? How are you, love?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
I've missed you, Neil, over the... I've got an onto my church bell sound effects. We can have those if you want. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Let's have a listen. Yeah. Drop the bed, Neil. So this is... Oh, church bell sound, 1 hour.
Right.
I don't think that would be irritating at all.
No, no.
It's like the traitors. It's like the traitors. A wonderful show that we have been sat on the nest preparing for the last 2 weeks.
Mm.
First, before we do anything, Neil, are you not going to congratulate me?
What should I be congratulating you on?
My food baby.
Oh, right.
I think it's quads. We must get to your peak pigness over the festive period see whether it can beat my sofa slobness, which involved so many calories when I tried to add it up. I just, you know, when you cover it and go, no, it's no, that can't be. There's one extra zero on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we must talk about that. And also, Jemay from Summer Heights High has got the best New Year's resolutions we should all aim for this year.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very
good. And are you, Neil? Can we also talk about crap presents we got for Christmas? Sorry if anyone is listening. Because I'd quite like to swap them for something better.
All right, well, we do swap shop for you there.
Should we do swap shop? Yeah. Bring your receipt.
Bob Sinclair, we're all part of the Love Generation on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio, if you'd like to get involved in the show.
Oh, we've had church bells and whistling, love. I hope we don't get a rage, our book. No, I turn them off. Hi, Neil and Debbie here. And before we go to Neil's award-winning feature, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly... or the lovely with his news report, I'm going straight over to Twitter for the first tweet or X of the new year.
Yes.
From the beautiful, that was the Christmas gobble there, I heard.
Especially
off us. Oh, nice to see we've updated the clips for 2024. This is the first one to Dirty Monkey. Happy New Year, Dirty Monkey. In fact, the beautiful Dirty Monkey.
Happy New Year.
And Eddie Monkey tweets, Happy Christmas and New Year to our fave gay couple. This is Ndebs. Thank you for poking up Saturdays. Hear you in the new year. ADM and gloves. So poor Dirty Monkey and with Henry the Boxer. Beautiful boxer who ate far too much and had terrible wind over Christmas.
The good, the bad,
and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
First of our regular delves into the world of things that have been going on, good, bad and lovely, but first of all something pretty bad. A well-known gay rights activist in Uganda has been stabbed by unknown assailants this week and has attributed the attack to what he describes as a growing intolerance of the Ugandan LGBTQ plus community fueled by politicians. Stephen Kabeyu was in a critical condition following the attack. He's the executive director of the advocacy group Coloured Voice Truth to LGBTQ. He had gone into exile in Kenya last March after receiving death threats. He seems to be making a recovery. Just this week, the American President Joe Biden confirmed that Uganda has been removed from a valuable trade deal as part of a response to the horrific Kill the Gays law that came into effect last year. So things just deteriorating.
We send love to all of, you know, that is just horrendous news.
Absolutely. Rapper Boozy Badass has been a laughing stock on social media after he posted about the fact that he'd walked out of a screening of the movie The Color Purple with his daughters because he didn't want to see them seeing in the new film the lesbian love story therein contained. Clearly, Boozy was unaware of the classic book of the same name and has been called out for both his ignorance and the fact that aside of any girl-on-girl action, there are scenes in the movie of domestic abuse, underage marriage and assault. So, got a bit of a ribbing on social media for his
baby.
Did
he think he was going to see Pantone Colours of the Year? What did he think? He was did he know nothing about that incredible award-winning play.
Exactly.
And book.
Finally, Dolly Parton...
It's actually me.
...has gifted one of her bejewelled guitars to drag queen Brigitte Bandit over the holidays. The Texan local has been actively involved in political efforts against anti-drag and anti-trans legislation in the US state of Texas this past year. Wore an amazing outfit to go to the Senate there. Dolly sent the acoustic guitar, complete with white and pink rhinestones, along with a personalised message saying, "To Brigitte, love Dolly Parton, from one queen to another." Brigitte thanked Dolly for her kind gesture and for helping her to find her strength in femininity and kindness. And just in case you've ever wondered about Dolly and guitars...
How does Dolly Parton play the guitar with those nails? Pretty dang good.
Oh, beautiful. Drop mic.
Just need something that, I just need something that's real.
Leanne, Don't Say Love on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Let's not say Brittany, Neil.
Oh, no, I know.
I know, that's such sad news. I don't know if I can go on with 2024.
I know, it's a shocking way to start the year, isn't it? No more Britney.
What a horrible turd she's sent us. She's never going to sing again. It's so sad. We must delve into that later, because I know Madonna will be the person to get her out of that.
Right, okay.
Because, we can't be denied the beauty of Whitney. No way, Jose. But right now, Neil, may I go back to Christmas? May I go back to... It's so last year. Christmas time. I don't want to be rude or anything, but please research gifts before you give tat to people.
Right.
Have you got anything? We'll just do this and tell friends and family not to maybe listen to this section. But did you have anything this year you had to do your best poker face on your open?
No. We don't do presents anymore. Presents, so we're saving the planet. So, yeah.
Saving the planet. And also, it's very Grinchy. That's very, very Grinchy, Neil. So what did you do? Just sit round on Christmas Day going...
No, we ate. We eat and we drink. Oh, that's the best gift ever.
So hang on a minute. Not even one present to each other?
No, absolutely not. I got out of the habit of that years ago.
Oh, dear, how terribly tragic. All right, Scrooge. Well, lucky for you, Neil, we had a plethora of presents.
Oh,
I got
well
Star Wars socks, we'll say no more.
Right.
Got Weedy Sea Dragon stuff, but I hesitated when my parents said, you didn't say what, you just said you got everything you need this year, so we've just got a bit off-piste.
Oh.
Which made me go faint, Neil. So I thought, right, I'm going to open up the corner. This is a very heavy present.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up the corner. Bear in mind, my dad in previous years has bought me a fork for the garden and a shed.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is lovely of him, but neither were asked for. So this is... Imagine my delight, Neil, opening this and seeing this pop out.
Right.
You describe what you see there.
Oh, it's a carved wooden bird.
No, it's a brass.
Oh, it's a brass bird.
It's a brass bird, size of your palm, with its beak open.
Yeah, what's that
for? What would you do with... Exactly.
Yeah.
How would you respond to opening that?
Yeah.
I'm not particularly a duck fan, I love animals.
No, yes. Would you go, it's low, is it just the one, there's not even a pair?
No, I just said, oh, that's lovely. That's wonderful, I'll call it Ducky. And then put it back, so if anyone would like that... And also, I got these two books from the National Trust.
Right.
Read that one out.
School of Gardening. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be quite handy.
People who've got a greenhouse. Do I have a greenhouse, Neil?
Oh, you get that's next year.
No, I don't get a greenhouse, and I haven't got room for a greenhouse.
I've got that. Oh, yes.
A cooking book. Have I ever used a cooking book in my life, Neil? No, because I have YouTube and the internet. So if anyone would like, I've got a duck and two books. Do I hear £5? Do I hear £20? This is NDEB.
Later on in the show, have you heard about Dragon's Den ripping off Absolutely Fabulous?
Oh, what's that?
That's the phone.
Is it Deborah Meaden asking to come on the show? Oh, how exciting. Look at that. Who's got a telephone this day and age?
I know, yeah.
Is it Neil, is it the hotline to buy my unwanted Christmas gig? Duck.
The phones have lit up, love, for your rubbish Christmas presents.
No, they're not rubbish. They're just not for me. It was very sweet of my parents.
Right, yes.
But yeah. I don't use cookbooks.
No.
And I don't really... I'm not a huge... I don't need a brass duck.
But that's for your garden. That would...
Actually, I changed my mind. I do.
You don't give a brass duck. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Rain On Me on Gaydio. This is Neil Libby here. And have you had a chance to catch up with the Kylie audience with yet?
Oh, no, I don't care about that. Vis-a-vis the Gaga, did you watch House of Gucci? Fiorucci with Gaga.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it was on like Christmas Eve, and the day before Christmas Eve.
It's
Neil, it is brilliant,
she's
isn't
really
it?
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, top and didn't notch. She end a top spoiler, but didn't she end up in jail? Did she end up in jail?
She had a bit of an unfortunate situation going on there.
Oh, yeah, you see all these sort of brands, you go, oh my God, I didn't realise that will happen.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
No. No, there we are. That's a deep thought from Neil Sexton at in 2024. This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. And so, vis-a-vis the Kylie documentary, Neil, I've tried to watch it again with
An
Lisa.
Audience with, I'm talking about.
Why have they mucked around with the format?
In what respect?
Don't ever give celebrities a microphone. They thought it was an interview with Kylie, with them. It was so much limelight, bottom squirming. Tom Allen was brilliant.
He was wasn't
fabulous.
He funny? Yeah.
But the other people, I'm sorry, this isn't a chance for you to go, I love Kylie! Well, and did they not check the questions? I couldn't give a damn what her first job was.
No.
There was no payoff. Why didn't... who produced that show? They should have... Do you know what I mean? I liked it when a celebrity was on the stage.
Yes.
They ask one question and then the person shuts up in the audience.
Exactly, yeah. They were a bit hogging the limelight,
terrible.
Weren't they? Yeah,
they should have prepped those questions. And also, why didn't they give them the fans the microphone? Because our beautiful friend Stewie, the long-suffering PA of, say, of Kylie Minogue, and now even better than Kylie... The diva, Catherine Ellis, even better than Kylie. He would have asked a much better question.
Yes, he would, yeah.
What was your first job? Well, who cares what your first... Should ask Madonna that? Would you waste a question on Madonna like that? What was your first job? Oh, God. Flush.
More tunes like that from Junior Jack, E-Samba, coming up in the Anthems Hour, which will be here about 15 minutes and 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
About 15 minutes. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. And Neil is in charge of Instagram. So we'd love some messages over there, please. What's the Instagram address, please?
This is Ndebs. Quite simple. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Neil, I have got... Lisa sent me this. Australian Lisa, my beautiful girlfriend, has sent me a great New Year's resolution wish list from Jemai, from Summer Heights High.
Oh, brilliant.
It's fabulous. And I think everyone should try and aim as high as Jemai does.
Yeah.
Shall I play that for you? Have we got time next to do that?
I think we'll have to do it after the news, because that is fast approaching, yes.
Yeah. And we must also talk about I think the best thing I've seen in my life on TV was a three-part documentary about D-I-S-C-O. It was un-freaking real, love. And I've got some very poignant bits from that.
Oh.
So I've sort of undone the poignancy by using the word bits, but tough bits to you.
On Gaydio's Anthems, Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. So I mentioned earlier on about the finally got to see the audience with Kylie, and one of my favourite moments was where she was getting she's taking requests, so in an impromptu moment.
I feel like I should be taking song requests.
Slow down and dance with me. Yeah. I got to be.
That's from the moment she was sat on the piano, the big piano there, which was very good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoyed that mega mix, Neil. It's
Did you like that?
It was, yeah, love the audience hitting the notes. Yeah, it's sweet.
And this last bit here, this is where she was asked, if you could, this is the best moment in the whole thing. If you could relive one performance, what would it be?
It would have to be Glastonbury, because it's impossible. It really was impossible to take in the enormity of that moment for me. Full stop, but especially because I was supposed to perform there so many years before and I had to cancel because I wasn't well. So it was hugely, hugely emotional. And yeah, I was told beforehand, they said, just, you know, take your time, you'll be fine. I was like, fine, I won't be fine. I know I've got 75 minutes and the curve thing. But they are the pop stars. They're just, you know, enjoy it. It'll all go great, and it did, and the warmth and the love was something I'll cherish forever.
I love Glastonbury for moments like that. And when Jake Shears and Animatronic, should we bring a friend of ours out? And then they sort of brought Kylie out. I absolutely love those moments.
Yeah.
I really do.
Magic.
But Neil, wasn't I right? I don't wanna brag. But last year, I did say Madonna will never play Glastonbury. And what was released over the news over the last week of December?
What was that?
She is never going to play Glastonbury because they've fallen out with talks with Emily Eavis.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll have that tenor now, please. Now, step up now before it gets ugly. It's Kylie!
Kylie and Time Bomb on Gaydio's Anthems with Neil and Debbie here. This is Saturday morning.
Neil, I went to a fabulous, it was a lesbian evening New Year's Eve, and it was called Butch Please. And they played a lot of Kylie. They played Tension and Padam. They had the best two reactions of the night, as did Khalees and Acapella. Honestly, those songs do not age at all. I know Padam's 1 year old, but they are. She's honestly a classic. Best thing she did. One of the best things she's ever done. And Tension. I'm boring myself now. So should we move on, love? And then can I please play you Jermay's New Year's resolutions from Summer Heights? Hi. Hi, I'm Jermay. And they're wonderful. And make you think about your life and what you can do with this year. Flush down the toilet, do the same as usual. Or do something.
Afro Medusa Pasilda on Gaydio's Anthems with Neil and Debbie here.
Shake it, Neil.
Oh, yes.
Swing Shake that Christmas flab. Flab. It's flopping everywhere. Neil, it's been a sad start to 2024. Don't want to bring the mood down a bit, but may I go over to Twitter right now because there's been some grieving going on. Oh. And there is a grieving Britney Spears 10 group that's been set up on X, aka Twitter, but I refuse to call it X because I'm not three. It's Cassidy, and she's posted day two of being a Britney fan amidst her retirement news.
Yes.
It's just hit me. We'll never see her numbers reach even more of an all-time high. No photo shoots, and we'll never see her own creative direction as a free woman. I support my girl, but I'm grieving. There's actual proper grieving groups going on.
Well, it's understandable, you know.
And what's just part? When you think hit me baby one more time, you think, oh, it's about 10 years old.
No.
And you realise, oh my God, it's a grown person.
Yeah.
That song is a grown adult.
Yeah.
If it was born on the day it came out, it'd be gone to college and having its second job by now.
It would be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably got fired from its first, didn't it?
It's probably got fired with it probably has on a zero cost.
Yes, this is the news that the actual word that Britney used was the word trash about rumours that she was working on a new album. She said it's all trash and she was leaving the music industry. So by means of consoling ourselves, what we thought we could do is have three Britney tracks.
Beautiful, Neil.
On Freedom of Choice this week. First one, here she is with Will I Am. A little bit of screaming and shouting. It is our weekly deep dive into the archive, and this week, as we're mentioning here, but we're playing three Britney tracks. Now, Scream and Shout, choice number one. Oh. Choice number two. Now, all big stars do have off days, love, don't they? They do have their off days.
Neil, be gentle.
Here's Britney having a slight issue with boys live.
Don't we all?
Wish I was at home for Christmas.
It's Britney and boys.
Boys! I'd love to hear 3 minutes of that, Neil. I'm very tempted between choice number one and choice number two, right, unless you're delving up, serving up a beauty at number three.
Well, how about Gimme More?
Four.
Now, you know the way we play, you have 30 minutes to decide which of those Britney tracks we're going to hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour, Debbie.
You better line up those boys for me, Neil. You better line them up. But now I'll keep my tongue tied until half an hour's time.
All we do is freak you.
Bon Garçon and Vula, Freak You on Acadia's Anthems.
Just ring someone up and go, I'll freak you, and then hang up. Just do that. Have fun in January. Why not? Neil, something beautiful has come back in our lives, and it's going to affect all of us and our show.
Right.
You know, our normal ambition, New Year's resolution, which we're going to get to in a second, is to be more professional.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think we can get any more professional than we are. So my new ambition for the show, Neil, is going to make it more tense.
Oh.
And I'm going to do that by the power of the traitor's drones that are just everywhere and make that show so tense. You've got nails bitten off and toenails bitten off all around the room. So I'm going to come to the best bits of Claudie Winks and her fringe in a moment. But right now, Neil, talk too much and it's into a break, which has gone against the rules. So let's move on.
Not
and
so
come
professional
back.
After
yeah,
all.
So professional. Yeah, yeah.
Destination Calabria with Alex Quadino and Crystal Waters in there as well. Yes.
Whenever I hear that, Neil, first of all, I think of the Muppets playing the with their noses.
Right.
And secondly, I want to know where the hell is Crystal Waters. Can we put out an emergency page and see where she is? Because it's been, we know she only releases one song every decade, the prolific Crystal Waters. It's been at least 10 years since we had the last one.
This isn't it, yeah. La-da-dee-da-dee-da.
Yeah. Where have you been? Where have you been? Neil, we can't talk about Crystal Waters, Neil, because I want to talk about another C word.
Right.
Claudie Winks. Claudie Winks. Oh, my God, Neil! Oh, my God. It's so tense. The Traitors started this week, and I only... Did you see the last series at all?
No, I have not indulged in this at all, actually.
You are missing out big time, sister, because I only saw the last three episodes and my heart was in my throat for each one. It is the most beautifully, perfectly produced show. Mm. And Claudie Winks and her protractor angular hair is so scary and such a great actress at building tension.
Right.
She could go in with Vicky Millecour for the line of duty for the next series because she's so tense and she just looks at the camera. And
What's the premise of the show? What's the premise?
I'm not going to tell you, love. You just watch it.
Oh.
Well, I'm not being stupid, love. What's it called? So this is Claudie Winks just really gagging up the tension and offering some lovely words of calm before bedtime.
So, you just banished a really, really smart faithful. You'll have another go tomorrow, but before that, somebody will be murdered.
What?
Sleep well.
And she just walks out on a heel. Her hair doesn't move, Neil. Her hair doesn't move. So I just think, I love how they build tension. So would you like to introduce this next song, Neil, over the tension bed? Because it really brings... Right. But you can't turn the TV off, so I'm hoping the same will happen with our show.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God. Add some tension, Neil.
Who is going to play next? Well, it's Aloe Black. How's that?
No, we'll work on that.
Playing our way through Galeo's anthems as we always do on a Saturday. This is Neil and Debbie. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. And on Instagram, sorry? We are This Is Ndebs there as well. There we go.
No, Neil, I can get sat of that. Do that with real tension. This right. is what your oh. last audition to have, because I really would like that in the show. Right. Ready?
Or check us out on Instagram if you dare. This Is Ndebs.
No, we're definitely not ever now. I'm going to scrap, make the show more tense with the.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose.
Yes, our weekly deep dive into the archive. This week we featured three tracks from Britney in the news to sort of console ourselves that she's decided that she's done with her music career. Apparently, that's the news this week from her own lips. It's trash news. She's coming back.
Now I'm just looking through some of these songs. I'm on the Guardian's website, the best 30 best songs for the 30 last 30 years. Womanizer, Man on the Moon. What the Man the REM song? She didn't do that. No, Born to Make You Happy.
Oh yes,
not so sure. But guess how old? Oops, I Did It Again. Is
go on.
Oh, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like this. It's 24 years old.
No.
It's 24. Oh, I knew it's in its 20s.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's at the age it could get a mortgage. How depressing is that? But I'm really sad that she's not going to make music. I'm really, really sad about this. So may I pick my favourite out of those three? It was between Boys. It was between Boys and this one, because I love Will, I Am and her together. Awesome.
Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott, Where Are You Now on Gaydio?
Are you blind in one eye?
Right here, Neil. See you through my iPhone.
Yeah.
This is Ndebs at Gaydio. See if you agree with what's about to come out of my mouth. Uh-huh. Over the holidays, the summer little break, Christmas break, Lisa and I saw the best documentary any of us have seen in our lives.
Right.
Right? It was on BBC.
Mm-hmm.
It was astounding. If it doesn't win awards, there's no justice in the world. And it was called Disco, Soundtrack of a Revolution.
Oh.
And Neil, to tell you, Lisa and I were jumping on my sofa. You and I love a music documentary.
Mm.
There were things in there no one knows, apart from the people who were there at the time. It was fabulous. It was a three-parter.
Right.
I'm going to play you a little clip right now, but can I play a quiz, please, Neil?
Yes.
What was the first ever club? What was the first ever disco that sort of made massive
Corpus Christi Wang.
This is on like the Loft or something like that in New York.
Oh, so you seem to have got that right. Yes, it was the Loft. Everyone says Studio 54, but it was the Loft, which was in somebody's house, which was why it was called House Music. And this documentary was so fabulous. I just want to play you one part of it now. It was on BBC, it's on the iPlayer, and it's delicious.
Disco brought together black pride, women's liberation, and LGBT culture. It was the coming together of that that made it so powerful.
In the late 70s, the outsider became the insider.
The black disco diva was a breakthrough persona. Someone like Donna Summer, she was a disco queen.
Don't forget Gloria in all her Gloria.
Yeah, at the end was the beautiful animatronic. And Neil, this show was full of so many brilliant sort of nuggets.
Yes.
Like Donna Summer was the first ever song to be over 10 minutes got played on the radio. Did you know that?
No.
First episode. And there is a story behind Candy Staton and Young Hearts Run Free that will give you goosebumps. It's the most I don't want to spoil it for you. There's three parts of it. And we're going to play a little bit now because this song featured a lot of times in it. The Queen of Disco, Donna.
Disco Soundtrack of a Revolution. I shall be watching that this evening.
I'm going to be playing more from that documentary in a flick of my hair.
Paul Wolford, Diplo, looking for me. Paul Wolford, yeah. Okay, there.
January sale on now. Get your carpets off, right. Share his names. We love them. Neil, I really enjoyed, if you've just turned on Gaydio, where have you been? We've just played a little homage to Donna Summer in honour of the BBC's incredible documentary, which is called Disco, Soundtrack of a Revolution. If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. It was so good. Three parts of it. I want to play you now. There's a DJ on there called Nikki. And Nikki was everywhere for disco, played Studio 54, played The Loft, was best friends with everyone. In this documentary, Jake Shears is on there a lot. Imatronic, Jesse Ware, and all the DJs that played at Studio 54 in The Loft.
Brilliant.
It's just delicious. And this is a clip about how, well, Stonewall started, really.
If any one of you have let yourself become involved with an adult homosexual or with another boy, and you're doing this on a regular basis, you better stop quick, because the rest of your life will be a living hell.
I realized I was gay, like, when I was 13. There were many things that were illegal on the books. Cross-dressing, two people of the same sex dancing together. The Stonewall was one of the first dancing bars. Even though it didn't have a disc jockey, it had a jukebox. People were rabid, wanting to dance.
What did happen at Stonewall is that when the police came to raid the bar, that night people decided not to take it anymore.
The Stonewall riot broke out. And there I was, outside the raid on Stonewall.
They knocked out the windows and threw in Molotov cocktails and then commenced 3 days of vigorous rioting, and it took the police that long to control these homosexuals.
To control these homosexuals. So it takes you through the news and exactly who was there at the time. Neil, it's a work of art.
It
it's
looks
so
amazing.
Beautiful, and thank you, BBC, for making it. It's delicious.
Thank you. Tate McRae on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. This is Saturday morning, and, well, I've missed her over Christmas. She's back, though.
Lisa!
It's your girlfriend, Australian Lisa, is here.
Beautiful, Lisa. I'm very sad to say she's got COVID at the moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she felt really bad.
Oh,
and
bless
then
her.
She did the test, and the two lines came up.
Oh,
I thought
dear.
We were over those days, but we're not.
No, near. Yeah.
So she's ill, and she's, I won't see her this weekend. But
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry as well. I got him a tax instead.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. How thrilling. So, anyway, she has filed a report. Come in, Lisa. Hello.
Hello. Neil. Hello, yeah, Debbie. Hello,
hi,
Alex. Well, hello from my sofa of COVID.
Oh, no.
What a great welcome to 2024. Debbie and I went to Butch Please on New Year's Eve,
yes,
which was actually super fun. It was mm-hmm. really good. And I think that may be where I got COVID.
Oh, no.
Who knows? Anyway, has Debbie told you how incredible she was over Christmas?
No.
And
no.
About how she can just look at poultry and it's just ready. She doesn't even need to do anything. She's amazing. The turkey was incredible.
Wow.
So there's no more Madonna news this time because she's moved on. But she is going to start on the 8th in Boston. And I didn't even need to look that up. I just knew.
Wow.
I'm still not over the idea of us seeing her for a fourth time. And do you know what? It's only a month away from the Gaydio Awards. We had such a great time last year with the co-op people. I really, really want to relive that again. Can we please do it again next month and sit at the same table as them? Because they are my favourites. Have the most awesome show. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Oh, bless you, lovely Lisa. Beautiful.
I think she's high on Lemsip. And also, I don't think she caught COVID from Butch Please because I didn't get it.
No,
so
I was going to say. And what did you do to the turkey?
I just looked at it and it cooked, Neil. I'm very good at poultry,
I've
as she said.
What you got to bed with me?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio Campbell. That's called Would You Go to Bed With Me? And Neil and Debbie here?
No, is the answer. Neil, this is in Debs, Gaydio. And on ye email, we go. This is ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Would you mind just transporting us over to somewhere nicer, please? There we are. Oh, oh my God. Smug, smug, smug. If you've gone on a winter holiday, we are très jealous. Hello to Mark and Dell, you beautiful boys. Hello to the mad pair that is Neil and Debbie. Last day on holiday here. This is the Jacinta's Before Christmas. I have a great show. We're here in Gran Canaria listening to our faves. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And then send a photo of them by the pool.
Ah, lovely.
Blistering heat. Mm. They've both got their sunglasses on. And Mark is cupping Dell's bosoms.
Oh, really?
Sorry, his pert chest.
Right.
Like Janet Jackson, that, you know, with album cover.
Oh, yes,
with
yes.
Someone's just behind her, and she's like, yeah. Like, it's awful, Neil, because they didn't have money for a bra for that photo right. shoot, which is terrible, because she did need to earn some money. So, you know, Mark and Dale, hope you had a lovely time. Not jealous at all. KTO.
Breach. Everything you never had
Woo!
On KTO.
Woo! Who doesn't love her? Woo!
Exactly.
Woo! In a song, who doesn't?
Neil Lever here on Gadio. Did you see the first episode of Dragon's Den, back with a vengeance this week? Really good.
No, can you remind me who said it? Because I love Deborah Mead. She's my favourite. She
She's still
will be.
There. She's still there. Peter Jones,
yeah,
Tuukka Silliman, Sarah Davies,
him.
And yeah. The guy who yeah. is, I can't think of his name now.
Then he'll be delighted with that.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be delighted.
They're all on. Yeah. Very yeah. good episode. And there was this couple that came on, business partners, Daniel and Lena. They have basically copied Absolutely Fabulous. An episode of Absolutely Fabulous from the 90s. They are running this optician's business. So it's like a fast turnover opticians where you can go to a shopping mall and rather than having a shop, there is just, and you know, a lot of them, they're in the middle of the mall now doing yeah. some bits and pieces like for your yeah. phone or whatever. Well, now you can get a pair of glasses made up for 50 quid.
Right, how on earth is this AbFab? I'm so confused.
Well, because they've nicked the name, basically, from AbFab. So really, Jennifer Saunders should be getting some money for this.
Right.
And it was a really good pitch, and because clearly they loved it, because three of the dragons basically gave 4% each for, they wanted £75,000 invested
Neil,
into the money.
Neil, I'm losing interest.
Sorry.
Is there a clip?
Yes, there is a clip. This is the little clip from the pitch, and then followed from the clip from AbFab.
PopSpets is a revolutionary mid-mall kiosk that provides a combination of stylish, funky, and classical eyewear for just £50 complete.
What have you been doing?
A PopSpets ad.
What?
Well, you know I represent PopSpets, darling. We're doing a new ad. We're up-marketing the image.
What are PopSpets?
What are PopSpets? I'm dead. These are them. Look, darling, these are PopSpets.
They're funky glasses, and Jennifer Saunders should be getting a cut.
Yeah. Neil, I feel we've wasted about 20 seconds. Yes, I agree. I hope everyone's in. I don't understand what just happened.
Gadio's requests for this afternoon are on the way in about 15 minutes or so. Neil Libby here.
With Anthony Murphyville. He was beautiful over Christmas. Oh. He did... It's very loud, this bed,
sorry,
Neil.
I can't turn it down.
Turn it down, please. He was very good. He did a Gadio Requests over Christmas. It was a brilliant show.
Yeah, he's top-notch, isn't he? That's what he's
doing.
I
hope to see you soon, Anthony. Just adore you. Adore that man.
Mm.
Neil, some sad news happened in the week, and I was really gutted to hear this. Although she was 100, I feel like we've grown up with her. And it's the star of Mary Poppins, Mrs. Banks.
Oh, yes, yes.
She was, I didn't know she was English. I thought she was American
yeah,
doing
100.
An English accent.
Mm.
And Glynis Johns, who played Mrs.
Banks.
Is it Glynis Johns?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, Glynis Johns. And when I look at a photo of her, doesn't she remind you of one of my first girlfriends, Sexy Safi?
Oh, she does,
she
yes.
Does.
Yeah,
she's got a look of Sexy Safi about her, hasn't she?
Mm.
And I thought, let's have a little song from her for Pooh.
Right.
But I didn't realise, watching the tributes to her, that Stephen Sondheim loved her so much, he wrote Send in the Clowns.
That's right, yeah.
They're already here! Especially for her voice.
Mm, mm.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was in the
bit of a know-all, Neil, really, aren't you? You knew about The Loft, knew about this. It's obviously a braggy start to 2024.
No, I'm just answering your questions just truthfully.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll just send you on Only Connect. So this is the wonderful Sarah Glynis, like the wonderful sister suffragette from Glynis Johns, who
well
meant
done.
A lot to all of us growing up.
Yeah,
I think
clearly,
she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can we play? Neil, so help me. All right, ready? Can you drop the bed, please? Yeah.
We're clearly soldiers in petticoats and don't heartless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid.
Join in.
Cast off the shackles of yesterday. Shoulder to shoulder into the fray.
I've never heard
our
this.
Daughters will adore us. And they'll sing in grateful chorus.
Let's go, sister suffragette. Maybe not the best song to have picked from Mary Poppins, but we do salute you, the wonderful Glynis Johns, R.I.P. Oh, this is an inappropriate song to go.
Madonna, music on Gaydio. They'll be here.
Seriously, Neil, watch that video and see how many squats she does and try and do them.
Right.
She's so fit, Madonna. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Neil, we'll go... Oh, sorry. That was the Ribena I had earlier.
Really
I'm
classic.
So sorry.
Oh,
must apologise for my rudeness. Neil, I'm going to play you an absolute legend in our eyes. I really miss Summer Heights High and... Every now and again, you see a clip and you go, I must rewatch that because it was Chris Lilley's work of art.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jemay was, of course, the schoolgirl. And Lisa sent me this clip today of Jemay's New Year's resolutions. Would you like to hear them?
I'd love to.
Might want to copy them.
So I'm going to get into modelling. That's the main thing. A bit of choreography and saving the world things. Like, I want to go back to Africa. Not that I've been there, but... Travel the world, catwalk stuff, hang out with famous people. Yeah, and eventually come back and marry some guy and have kids and stuff.
It makes me want to watch all of those again and Mr. G.
Mr. G,
a work of art, isn't it?
It was absolutely genius, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Well, thank you for that. We'll be copying all of those, I think, won't we?
Yes, I'm going to find a man and marry him, Neil. That's what I'm going to do.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. Our podcast, of course, is available whenever you are. Mixcloud.com/thisisndebs. Search for Neil and Debbie on iTunes. You'll find us there as well. And it's available as well in about a couple of days, I hope.
Couple of days?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's specific. Yeah. It's also up on Gaydio's website.
There we are. That's right.
Yes. Worth mentioning that, Neil. Have a beautiful weekend. We forgot to mention about peak pigness, so we might have to do that next week or in the podcast extra bits. Bates. What's going on, Mama? Why am I going all Texas on you? Oh, my God. Anthony Murphy is up next. Thank the Lord.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
Oh, yeah. It's our first one of a new year, isn't it?
That's
first, I haven't seen you for weeks, love, and I really have missed. I've missed.
Oh, bless you. Well, I've missed you too. It's lovely to see you again.
Well, it's so good to see you. How is the family? How have you been? Small cast extra bits, so some rude words may slip into this. So if you're easily offended, sop up and sod off. Neil, we didn't get the chance to talk about it in the show, but you and I, we've known each other for many years now. I've got some ambitions for this year. One of them includes writing the book.
Oh, really?
Okay. I've threatened this for several years now.
Yes.
But I actually have been thinking about what to call chapters, what to include, what not to include. So we should have more of that on the show.
Okay.
Very good. But in the meantime, I'm desperate to hear, because you and I know each other very well. I knew that you would be scoffing your face over Christmas to a point that you know, when you can't get anything more in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you think, I can. Just watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Can you tell me about your peak pigness?
Well,
otherwise known
little
as...
Little snack that I found this year that I was trying to think, what can really, you know, tickle your taste buds? And just, I wanted something vinegary. I wanted something that really got the back of my tongue.
Crisps.
But it involved eating up leftovers as well.
Yeah. Oh, so good one.
We had a lovely side of ham this Christmas. Yeah. Oh, it was gorgeous. Really good quality pork. And I thought, what can I put? Oh.
Pig on pork.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, what can I have with this to make it dazzle in my mouth? And I found some tartar sauce and I smeared it over the pork.
Oh, my God.
Ate it. Oh, my God. Honestly, I can highly recommend.
Do you know what?
Good.
I think you've got the new a new recipe there because I've never heard of tartare on pork.
Oh, it's so good.
Pork tar? No, not pork tartare, because that's something else. What could you put? Sorry if you are vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah, I do apologise.
Yeah, no, because you must be sensitive, Neil. Mm. But what could you call that dish? What could you call it?
Pork a la tarte.
Pork a tarty pork. Tarty pork. Tarty pork.
Tarty pork.
God, I really want some of
the saltiness of the pork offset with the you know, the vinegary of the tartar. Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's a bit highbrow, love. I was wanting more. You ate a whole like packet, family sized packet of something while on your own watching TV.
What did you do?
Well, Neil, I'd like to take you back to. I have my parents up here. Mm. By the way, they left the prices on their presents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the duck, the brass duck or whatever that is,
yeah,
was a quality £12.
Wow.
And the books were 25 each. So
wow.
If anyone would like.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well.
A waste of money, isn't it?
Yes, well, slightly. But if they are listening, I do love you for doing it, but I don't read
in
books.
In future, just give me the money. Yeah.
No, I don't want the money. I just want quality time with them. I'd rather go.
That's why we don't do presents.
Yeah, but what do you do instead? You can still promise something. Say, let's go out here, or let's go to a show, or go here. Or, Mum, how would you like a massage? Or she gave birth to you, Neil. How did you not get her a present? I'm really judging you in this. I think that's poor show. Wow, she popped you out of her cervicals, and you're sat there, not even, Mum. Can I get you? I'm going to get you a massage, or I'm going to book us in for a facial. Not your sort of facial, Neil. You that's what you could do. But, Neil, my pig porkness, going back to that, was the day after Lisa went home, which was after Boxing Day.
Yeah.
2 days after Boxing Day. I sat on the sofa, which I never do. I usually sit in an armchair, smoking a pipe. In front of the fire, Ice Age was on the TV, one of my favourites. Yeah. An absolute classic. And I had next to me, Neil, this. Which is a present from Australia. It's one of the most filthiest things you can eat. It's Arncott's Kingston biscuits.
Oh.
Now, they are two biscuits, two layers. Inside is chocolate coconut.
Can't describe them because you can't show them because you've eaten them. Yes.
I've eaten them all. So you've got a chocolate in between two beautiful biscuits.
Wow.
Chocolate coconut.
Wow.
Dark chocolate and coconut.
Oh, that sounds
they
great.
Are so disgusting. I wanted to put them in an IV drip and just put them straight into my body. I'm just looking here now. Mm. Shall we see the hideous calorie content?
Go on, yeah. See if there's any palm oil in there.
No, sadly, they were bought for me, Neil, so I didn't have a choice in
that. Of course not.
So let's have a look. Oh, good God. Okay. So this is per biscuit. Oh, good God.
Right.
Okay, servings per package, about 15. Well, I think they're wrong on that. Yeah. Let's cross out the 5. And per pack, per biscuit. Oh, they haven't even put that on there.
They don't want to confess.
They don't want to confess. Oh, shit. Average quantity per serving, 278 calories.
Oh, my God.
So what's 278 calories times...
How many biscuits were
15?
There?
15.
15?
15.
That's your daily intake of calories.
Neil, what is 278 calories? Oh, no, KJ. Calories at calories. Kilojoules. Anyway, I think it was healthy. I think it was because I got my energy up after watching that.
Not surprised.
You know, the worst thing is, do you know what I ate after that?
What?
Entire box of Matchmakers that was bought for me. And I ate them like a beaver at wood. Next one. And do you know what? Bloody loved it.
Neil and Debbie.